Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got an exciting guest for the show today, Beznik Vrelaku. He has been a co-founder, a CEO of multiple companies. He is an official member and contributing editor to Forbes Business Council. And today, he is founder of Salesflow. So we're going to learn all about that. Beznik, welcome to the show.
Thomas, thank you so much. My pleasure.
Absolutely. So let's dive in with, you gave that quick intro. Is there anything you'd like to add to help the audience understand who you are and where you are professionally?
Absolutely. I started my entrepreneurship journey since I was 16. So since then, 8 MVPs, in and out, the lean startup, A/B testing. I was this hyper agnostic. I wasn't attached to one idea for 10 years. And over time, I always had this criteria about how I'm going to launch a business that's scalable, that's going to offer me the right sort of strong gap in the market, so to speak, in technical terms. So my background's been velocity in a lot of different techs. Growth, B2B, typically mostly B2B software, but all tech-based and all, I would coin, product-led in its own ways, basically less enterprise, more transactional mid-market growth. But ultimately, my background's really been on mostly the lead and growing businesses, teams, and beyond. And then the latest venture for the last 6 years, the one that grew massively in the last sort of 5-6 years, has been Salesflow. And that's basically a multi-channel LinkedIn-centric sales outreach automation platform for built for teams, agencies, and small businesses, effectively.
And one more question about you with regard to the entrepreneurship mindset. You've built companies, and so you've had experience with, and you've grown them, right? So on the upper end, how big did your companies tend to get before they exit? Because I'm always fascinated by the concept that sometimes professionals can be perfect for the small level, but not the medium level, or the medium level, but not the large level.
I'm a 0-1 guy. Okay. You know, for me, it's like right now we're like a team of 30-35 folks, right? Globally remote, basically. So like for me, up to a team of 50 is like the maximum that I've got involved with, to be honest. And that I have, this is the largest one, actually. So currently, most of them has always been smaller codes, hidden 7-figures. And then that's typically the kind of my speciality really is around there. Anything more than that and having 100+ people, trying to create an organization, that's not me. I'm a 0-1. Call it a matured indie hacker, as they back in the day. I just made that up, but yeah, that's how to find it in some sense.
Okay, before we get into the solution that you're building today, you mentioned some of it, how it ties in with LinkedIn, deals with pipelines. Let's first double click on the problem. And I'd like all of us in the audience to understand, what's the pain point that folks are dealing with today?
Do you know what the core, the lifeblood of most businesses nowadays is pipeline. It's opportunities. It's leads. It's like top of the funnel. So I think that's because we play in that realm where, especially in a B2B world, leads and opportunities become absolutely critical to any business survival. I've seen really, really bad software products, but great marketing, top of the funnel, achieve great success. I've also seen really good products, terrible marketing, go to market, lack of leads and beyond, completely fail. So I think the core thing that the underlying things that we solve is helped to ensure that there is predictable pipeline and opportunities and conversations, and there is energy and momentum in the business to keep revenue afloat. So that's been, and of course to scale up, because we work with sales teams as well and organizations where they're looking for to meet quota, meet targets, so we're an enabler of that effectively. We're nothing brand new per se. The space is obviously very well known, but we've managed to offer incredible amount of value, not just to solve lead generation, but actually to do it in a multi-channel engine tech through LinkedIn and email combined, and how that's going to really support businesses and agencies that we work with.
I want to take some time to appreciate the changing landscape of pipelines over the past, maybe say 10 years. So with my business as a UX, 0-to-1 UX consultancy, we maybe 8 years ago, there were certain things that worked pretty well. I remember having folks, a team of folks in the Philippines, log into my LinkedIn account and connect with people. And there was a high amount of basic. And then you would do the schedule of, Thomas. And then a week
location,
later,
some guys.
Right. And then I was on and off with that for a couple of years. And then it maybe ended around 2018. I stopped doing it. But then LinkedIn got smashed and just destroyed, just everybody and their mother did. So then people move on to other techniques. And I always joke about this, where I say it's gotten to the point where you have to be almost like Ocean's 11 or Mission Impossible with how you sell nowadays, because you need this multifaceted approach. So could you comment on that? So, you know, some of the things about this, that changing landscape.
100%. I think the way I would just define it right now is that love has been rekindled with LinkedIn. Okay. That's the one way I would put it, basically. Do you know why? Because what happened here, obviously, you have cold calling, email. Email became a huge thing. This is like before 10 years anyway, but email was just massive, right? It was happening. That got saturated. So it went down. Then people were using it for sales. Now, we were one of the first players cloud-based. We were one of the categories creators really early on, 7 years ago, basically. And what happened was that LinkedIn just became powerful, because 2,000 invites and beyond. That just like was just like a, it was a gold mine, honestly. That's how we grew a lot of businesses that we talk about beyond. Then there was a, then you go back up and realize all that demand and emails there going up and down, treading at 2-3% response rates and whatever from an outbound perspective. But then what happened was that then it became saturated and it was matching email, maybe just hovering above it. And then email shot up a little bit more during as the LinkedIn was declining. And then email, for example, people, to make it effective, they have to send 10,000 emails. Then the restrictions came on, LinkedIn controlled abuse, which was a great idea, in my opinion. I think it protected the platform. And then it focused on quality, 100. And now LinkedIn is back much more because email has just, you have to send 10,000 emails to try and really make it work effectively. So that's the way I've seen it. And now it's now become really strong quality, personalized game to maintain good conversion rates, really.
And there's other issues too with the internet, right? Like SEO, isn't that impacted by when Google decides to update either how things are indexed or how words are treated and things like that?
And that's a very separate thing. If you look at the landscape of marketing as a whole and you're trying to generate traffic, I think we've done a lot of work in programmatic SEO, for example, to do something different. You remember back in the day where you tried to hack, whether white or black hat SEO, whatever it might be, to try and get those backlinks back in the day. But I think now it's a PR game. It's more than anything else. So it's still centralized around that. And now I think, though, we talk about just generally marketing tactics, I think you'll see it's already plummeted, actually, even the search results. So now it's like, how are you optimizing for your AI search engine, basically? And that's just become an even more bigger theme for us.
Yeah, and you are right that it is two separate things, that the marketing where you're putting a face about yourself out there on the internet, you're hoping people find it versus you're doing active kind of outbound. Yeah. Okay. So this brings us to your solution. Yeah. Tell us about what you're building today.
Exactly that. It was really just sales automation. So it's a multi-channel engine that combines both of those factors into equation. And we're able to customize particular outreach in the system, basically, that it takes into account the change in landscape, which is personalization. Okay. How can you import contacts that are personalized for each contact at individual levels? So we have workflows and how people can do that, both online and offline, with some prep work, put it into our system. So now your conversion rates are focused on a qualitative basis, basically, which is both LinkedIn and email combined. I mean, not just that, but of course, you have things like, how do you manage your follow-ups and your integration pieces? How are you managing your team? So there's other nuances there too, but really it's truly about how you're able to combine both forces, and also securely, by the way, right? LinkedIn and email with domain damage, with warm-up tools, for instance, you have to be really mindful about security and making sure your account on LinkedIn actually stays secure.
You know, is this a kind of a sophisticated form of a CRM?
No, not it's an outbound system effectively. We're not we integrate with CRMs. We're more complementary because we do prospecting and lead generation. We are meant for folks who are hunting for new opportunities, and then you can integrate into your HubSpots or Salesforce or sales forces of the world that you can then manage them after interest has been shown.
Is it, would you say it's more of a campaign based
Yes,
system? Yes.
indeed.
Okay.
Exactly, Thomas.
All right. So then let's walk through an example here. By the way, the first question before that is, are you more of a software or a service done by humans or somewhere in between?
Service. Oh, sorry. Complete software. PLG,
Complete software.
product led.
Wow.
We used to be sales led. We used to be sales led. So we're complete. Hence why it's, you know what? I love sort of some of your podcasts on it, but it's pure product led.
Okay, so that's very exciting. So let's walk through essentially as a concept how this works. I'm a founder and I want to do outreach, make sales, and so then I use your software, Salesflow, to set up campaigns. And these campaigns involve LinkedIn and or email, a
Yeah.
mixture of these kinds of
Yeah.
things, and then it helps me manage that. Is that how this comes together?
100%. Yeah, exactly that, pretty much.
Yes. Okay. And then taking some time to appreciate what's special about Salesflow, you've mentioned that there is a lot of smart automation of things so that you're not expending energy on the small stuff. Is that right?
Well, it depends what you quantify as small stuff, but our whole goal is for you to generate opportunities and have a good response rate, reply rate, interest rate. That's all that matters is results. And then how you do that is obviously we have methods at the back end, but really and truly, it's just the fact that we combine LinkedIn outreach with email to maintain strong conversion rates.
And how is the experience different? Does the user experience clarity about the campaigns and where campaigns are, or the
Yeah.
sort of the list of prospects that's being generated and an ability to interact with that in the right way? How would you say this comes together on a in terms of the interaction between the person and the system?
Yeah, I think we would look at it from a user experience perspective, Thomas. I think it's really going to be around how we are trying to make it. What are the typical steps of campaigns? There's five steps, right? Ultimately, one is you define what it is, your ICP typically. Then number two, you're able to create that step in process to create the campaign, which is like a linear approach, super simple. Sometimes you have tree-like models. And one of the things that we never moved away from tree-like models and complex workflows is because it just became quite cumbersome for people to set up. You know, and people wouldn't even do it because they felt overwhelmed. Obviously, for us more tech-savvy folks, we appreciate it. But like majority of the businesses out there, though, don't they want something simple to begin with because that's what either they're used to or what they're comfortable with. So we went through that direction where the campaign flow is linear and most importantly, just it's super easy to navigate, really. So that's just helped with our whole value proposition is actually the UX UI of our whole system. And we focused a lot on that. And in fact, I even spent almost 6 months to a year redesigning our software just so that we can invest in the user experience, but I'd making sure that adoption of the use, because how much software is just left and never used? And then what happens? You get churn, or you never can leverage that opportunity because it's just difficult to navigate. And most people nowadays don't have time to try and work out complex systems. This is not the early 2000s. Nowadays, like most people, in fact, if you want to know where the future's heading, they just want to chat and instruct it, really, never mind going through and setting up campaigns. But so that's been the workflow so far. Then they just upload your leads, basically, after you set up your messaging per sequence that you in your connection, your email, your follow-up. We have AI generated tools that can help you as well with most people because copy becomes a challenge. Then you create your list, you integrate with Sales Navigator, you can port your list, or you can upload your CSV, right, that you might already have of that database that you want to target.
Excellent stuff. A lot of times the differentiator, especially in a market that's been around for a while, is the user experience. There's so many successful tools that are PLG that didn't invent anything like Slack, didn't invent channels or instant messaging, but has somehow captured the market. Do you have ambitions of being able to make Salesflow the obvious choice? We could see on salesflow.io for listeners who want to check it out, an impressive list of folks who are companies that are using this across the industry. Do you see Salesflow at having a shot at becoming an obvious choice in that ecosystem?
To compare it to, depends who you, what, where that ecosystem is, but if it's the likes of HubSpot Monday, we're a bootstrap business, by the way. Okay, we grew it from a team now of 35, seven-figure business, nearly 10,000 plus users. So it's possibly for sure, but it will really depend on this future landscape. It's an opportunity of AI and how we're going to get agentic involved. So there's plenty of opportunities watching it, but from the sidelines right now, but we're doing some good work in the background about how we can get there. But I'm optimistic kind of guy. Hey, you go and enjoy it, but also not too big, because at that point, that's not where I'm good at. I'm good at leading lean teams and how do we grow a business. I don't go down the VC route to try and 10,000, 100,000 people. I'd rather, like yourself, I'm a WeWork guy. Or my favorite quote, Thomas, when I was in Thailand for like 2 months, Southeast Asia, that's my favorite words in Thai was sabai sabai. And that means step by step. I loved it. Every time I was doing Muay training, he goes, sabai sabai, you're getting too fast. Sabai sabai. Every time, sabai sabai. And it's always in my head. If something I'm rushing, I'm like, take it easy.
That's so key in terms of keeping our heads and just making sure one day at a time and just do your productivity. This is really exciting. Really look forward to seeing where you guys go with this and making sure that people find it. Again, that's salesflow.io. We're talking with Beznik Virku, and where can people find you, and how is the process of getting started with Salesflow?
No, firstly, you can find me obviously LinkedIn. Beznik, I'm pretty sure it's like the only name of existence that I'm on LinkedIn. Maybe there's another one of me, but LinkedIn, I follow, I post content, lots of resources a lot of the time. Otherwise, obviously, Salesflow, we have a lot of resources, AI outreach tools, and things that you can leverage. There are lots of resources. Just go on our site under resources, we have there. To get started, it's very easy. You'll see value in days by setting up, do an A-B test, see it for yourself. All you invest is your time. You can get results for, you're getting at least 100 leads in that given week. And you'll be able to see results for yourself just by your network expansion, never mind your sales. So at least minimum, give it a shot that way. And then you will really, the proof is in the pudding ultimately, but that would be it.
Yeah. And nowadays, when it comes to pipelines, folks should give everything a shot. So if something seems like it might work, it's oftentimes a good idea to check it out. So that's Salesflow. Beznik, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Thomas. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.